Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tom Kelly. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Borgman to Terrell. the throw back to home, and Evans is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into McCarver, who tags Darwin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carew moves to third. Heil moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver is walked intentionally. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman is hit by the pitch. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from McCarver to Yastrzemski and they have Heil trapped. The throw over to Griffin, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCarver hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-2 in the game. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch runs for Bernie Carbo. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin throws the ball into Kelly, who tags Lynn trying to return to first, for the out. Burleson scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Heil reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.